About 10 million Europeans admit they've tried cocaine at least once in their lives. That's a huge market. And this week on Morning Edition, we've been tracing the trade route that feeds it. We started in South America, which also provides much cocaine to the United States. Next, we visited a weigh station in West Africa. Today, we reach the European gateway, Spain. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
Here at Madrid's Barajas Airport, workers are unloading luggage from a flight from Caracas, Venezuela. Alex, a black Belgian shepherd, happily jumps around the luggage and sniffs a few suspicious bags. In the arrivals hall, a plainclothes narcotics agent sees another suspicious piece of luggage. It's a carry-on and the only bag the passenger appears to have brought on this intercontinental flight. The woman, in jeans and short black hair, is led into a side room. And even the agent is surprised by what the X-ray machine shows. There are hidden compartments all around the insides of the bag, which is otherwise empty. The agent orders the passenger to open it, and he takes out sealed bags filled with white powder. Do you know what this is? This is cocaine, he says to the passenger. You are under arrest. Less than a minute later, another passenger is brought in from the Caracas flight. And it's the same story. His bag has a false bottom that conceals cocaine worth hundreds of thousands of dollars on the street in Europe. Last year, more than 8,000 people were jailed in Spain for trafficking in cocaine. Law enforcement officials say the country has also become a key European money laundering center for Colombian cocaine cartels. Back in the arrivals lounge, Sergeant José Luis Queja scans the room with his deep-set eyes. Queja heads the airport anti-narcotics squad for the Guardia Civil, Spain's paramilitary police force. He's fought the illicit drugs trade long enough to be jaded.
In
almost 30 years, I've seen it all, he says. We've caught people with drugs in wheelchairs, bicycles, inside their bodies, in dogs, in animal cages, in tropical fruits, even in carnation stems. Queja keeps a collection that includes a bowling ball, a bottle of shaving cream, statuettes, liquor bottles, you name it. He used to be impressed by the trafficker's ingenuity. But lately, I have to say that sense of ingenuity is being lost, because now there's just loads of it coming. Sometimes they don't even bother to make hidden compartments, he says. Already this year, police at Madrid's airport have seized more than 2.5 tons of cocaine. That's about as much as in all of last year. Spain as a whole already accounts for about half of the more than 70 tons of cocaine seized yearly across the European Union. Queja says Spain is a natural European gateway because of its cultural ties to Latin America. But increasing crackdowns are forcing smugglers to diversify their routes, he says. What's really hot now is West Africa, Cape Verde, Senegal, and that area. You get containers of drugs unloaded there, and it's brought to Europe, he says. By transferring the drugs onto smaller boats, the traffickers can skirt the patrols along the lengthy coastlines of Northwest Africa and the Iberian Peninsula. European law enforcement officials suspect that cocaine rings are working with smugglers of hashish on the Moroccan coast. They use powerboats to zip across the Strait of Gibraltar into Spain, where cocaine can earn the smuggler big bucks. And it's also been fueling the party scene in beach resorts like Ibiza and in cities like Madrid. It's 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and many of those dancing at this after-hours club in Madrid have not slept since Friday. And that's thanks to cocaine. Here in the gym of the San Juan de Dios Clinic in Madrid, a patient gets out his nervous energy on a punching bag. Santiago is a 29-year-old psychology PhD student. He doesn't want his last name made public because he still hopes to salvage his career. After getting excellent grades and using cocaine only at clubs in the weekends, Santiago tried crack one afternoon several years ago.
Porque yo tenía la apariencia de ser un chico ideal, de ser un buen estudiante, de ser el chico perfecto.
I looked like the ideal
Pues
kid,
yo
the perfect
salía y nadie me
student. I went
controlaba
out
lo
and
que
nobody
hacía, pero yo
suspected
iba a fumar
anything.
crack todas
But
las
I was
tardes.
smoking crack
A un
every
viejo.
afternoon in a ghetto with North
A un
African
viejo como
immigrants, he
yo.
says. Santiago's parents grew up during the Franco dictatorship. Many in their generation are at a loss as to how to prevent their kids from trying drugs, especially, he says, when it's the thing to do.
Pero bueno, es un consumo, digamos, que está
It's a
aceptado por la
form of
sociedad.
consumption that's
Lo vemos en los
accepted by
medios de
society. We
comunicación,
see it in the
igual
media. Just
que
like musicians in the United
artistas
States
en
use it,
Estados Unidos
in
lo
Spain too,
toman,
we
aquí
see
en
how they
España
go
lo
in and
tenemos,
out of
estamos viendo cómo
detox,
esta
apparently
gente
without
no salen
problems, and they're adored by the media, he says. Spain is often called the California of Europe. Compared to Calvinist Northern Europe, what counts here is appearances, says Javier, a 45-year-old court lawyer who's also undergoing treatment here.
O sea, era buen traje, buen coche,
You have to have a
buen
nice suit,
reloj,
a nice
tal, y
car, a
su
nice
tipo de
watch, and
vida,
all of that, and your little bag
¿entiendes?
of
Y yo
coke,
creo
he
que ahora la juventud
says.
también
Javier says revealing his surname would ruin his career. His colleagues think he's in treatment for depression. At the office, he used to get cocaine delivered by a fake client.
viene fulanito de tal. Ah, sí, pasa, pasa, tal.
Mr.
Pasa a
So-and-so is here to
recibirte,
see
usted
you, my
tiene la
secretary
gente
would say.
ahí,
And I would
la
answer, oh
droga,
yes, by
el
all means, let him in. He was the
y
pusher. He brought me the
estaba haciendo
drugs,
cosas
Javier
horribles.
says. The therapy here at the San Juan de Dios Clinic relies a lot on peer support and self-confrontation. Santiago walks over to the full-length mirror in the gym.
Muy difícil salir a frente al espejo.
It's very hard to stand
Mirarte
in
a los
front of the
ojos
mirror and look yourself in
y
the
decir las
eye and
cosas
say things as they
que
are.
dices.
I'm a drug addict and I want to
Pues
get out of drugs, he says.
soy un drogadicto. Quiero salir de la droga.
It certainly won't be easy. He's here for the second time. And doctors at this clinic say that's not unusual. The success rate in overcoming addiction is 30%. So far, Spain and Britain and a few other countries account for most of the spike in cocaine use in Europe. But experts worry that with the cheap availability of the drug and the new trafficking routes, the problem could soon get much worse. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
So we follow the drug trade forward from South America to West Africa to Europe. You can trace those stories backward again if you like at npr.org.